morning that Jesus is still making a way. He is still at work in our heart and lives and still at work in our community. And so let's continue to put our faith and our hope in Christ this morning as we just continue to worship Him. I wonder today, have you ever thought much about the road that you are on? And there's no question this morning, you are on a road of some sort. And as I begin to think about the road that we may be on, I couldn't help but think about the time when we first moved to Martin County. Becky and I went for a drive just to begin to familiarize ourselves with the area. And so we turned on this road out of the back of the state forest, and I do love it out to the state forest. It's beautiful out there, and as you know, I love being outdoors. But anyway, we turned on this road out of the back of the state forest, and as we was driving down through there, it was a gravel road, and I'm used to gravel roads. Back in southern Ohio, we have lots of those. But nonetheless, we were going down this road, and we soon discovered that this gravel road turned into a narrower gravel road, and we begin to wonder what road we're on, or even if we were on a road. We thought for a moment we might even been in somebody's personal driveway, because as we continued down the road, it got narrower and narrower, and pretty soon there was grass growing in the middle of the road, and so it was an interesting adventure. But we enjoyed that nonetheless, and we discovered that eventually it did bring us out to Williams. And so that was a fun road to be on and a unique experience as we familiarized ourselves with Martin County. There is no doubt that you personally have been down many roads in your life. But however, today, in this moment, I would like for us to consider the road that we are on right now. In this moment, in these days, I would like for us to think about and consider what road we are on. And to help us to think about that for a few moments, I believe Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 through 14 can help us to begin to genuinely think about the road we are on. And so let's take our Bibles this morning, turn over to Matthew chapter 13 this morning, and chapter 17, verses 13 and 14. And they share with us this morning, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it." Words that Jesus shared with us in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 through 14. Let's pause for a moment of prayer this morning. Dear precious Father, Lord, as we come to You this morning, we are so thankful for the opportunity to worship You. And I ask once again, Lord, that You allow the Holy Spirit to be in this place and in their place this morning as we come to Your Word. And we ask this morning that Your Word today, as we think about the road that we are on, would stir us, encourage us, maybe even challenge us this morning, as we think about this road that we're going down. And so, Lord, we ask that You would come and move and work in us this morning. We also ask of You, Lord, that You would allow us once again to come under the anointing of the Holy Spirit for the preaching of the Word. And so, Lord, that is our desire. And we ask this morning that You would move on Your people as well this morning in a powerful, powerful way. And so, Lord, we thank You for all that You're doing in and through us in these moments. We ask in Your precious name, and amen. Well, as we consider this morning the road that we are on, there's three things that I would like for us to begin to think about in regard to that road. And the first one is this, that there are all kinds of roads. In the world that we live in, there are all kinds of roads. And if we thought about it for a few minutes, we would quickly think about there are curvy roads right here in Dover Hill. We know that there are 9 curves right here in Dover Hill, but there are many roads here in our area that are curvy roads. Not only do we have curvy roads in this world and in our life, we have straight roads. And we have smooth roads. I was so excited when they repaved the road from Shoals to Lagodi. And boy, it's just nice and smooth at the moment. But there's smooth roads. And then there are hilly roads. As I thought about hilly roads, I couldn't help but think about Route 28 that goes from Chillicothe, Ohio to Greenfield, Ohio, and it is hilly. I mean, it's up one hill and down the other, and of course, if you get your automobile going fast enough, when you top that hill, it drops off real quick and you get that weird feeling in your stomach. And as a young kid, we used to laugh and giggle about that, and we enjoyed the hilly roads. As I'm an older guy now, not old by any stretch of the means, but older, some of those hilly roads don't make my stomach feel so funny anymore, but makes it feel not so funny. But there's hilly roads out there. There are rough roads out there, and so you've been on some of them, I'm sure. There are bumpy roads, and there's a big difference between a rough road and a bumpy road, but nonetheless, there are bumpy roads out there. There are even scary roads out there, and I've shared with the congregation many times about Route 16 there in Virginia. We thought was a shortcut, was not a shortcut. That's a long story for another day, but that was a scary road. When we come around some of those corners, there was big drop-offs, and so there's scary roads out there at times, and as you know, there's paved roads, and there's gravel roads, and there's muddy roads, and there's roads that you don't think are roads. And so there are just all kinds of roads out there. What I think is interesting, though, when we begin to think about roads, is that roads often represent our lives. You might even hear somebody say, you know, lately it's been a bumpy road. Or it's been a hard road. It's been a rough road these last few weeks. And maybe with COVID-19, maybe it has been a rough road or it's been a scary road. And so often when we talk about our lives and what's happening in our lives, we kind of refer to that as some sort of road that we've been on. And so what we tend to do then is we often base the type of road we are on by the way it looks or feels. We would say 450 is a curvy road because it's curvy. And so sometimes even in life, we talk about life as in the perspective of what it looks like or what it feels like at the moment. And so with that thought in our mind this morning, that leads us to the second thing that I'd like for us to think about this morning. And that is that roads have destination and purpose. Yes, those curvy roads, those rough roads, those straight roads, those paved roads, those gravel roads, whatever that road might be on that you're on right now or going down, that road has destination and it has purpose. I find it interesting that in the Holy Land, that most of the famous roads in Zion are not named for what they look like or feel like, nor their condition. Instead, they have names like the road to Bethlehem, or the Damascus Road, or the Emmaus, or the Emmaus Road, and the Jericho Road, and the list would go on and on and on. So the most famous roads in Zion are named for places or destinations. And when we begin to think about roads this morning, destination will become pretty important. Because the truth is, that's usually why we're on a road, is because of the destination. And so I want you to keep that in mind this morning as we think about roads, is the destination. The truth is, today we have roads like this in Martin County too. We have Dover Hill-Lagodi Road. We have lots of cemetery roads, and the name of the road is what cemetery it ends in. And yes, of course, out of the back of the state forest is Williams Road. That takes you to Williams. You might wonder if you're on a road every now and then, but that's what it does. And so even right here in Martin County, we have roads that have destinations that get you from one place to another. So in the journey of life, you may find the road that you're on to be at times maybe rocky, maybe smooth, hard, easy, dangerous, maybe pleasant, at times maybe even unbearable, and at other times maybe joyful. And so in this journey of life, we end up on all kind of roads. Whatever road we're on, we must, however, never make the mistake of judging our road or our life by what it looks like or feels like. Jonathan Cain, in the Book of Mysteries, a book I would encourage to you, very interesting devotional book, said, "A pleasant road may lead to a cliff, and a hard and rocky road may lead to the holy city. A pleasant way may lead to hell, and a hard way may lead to blessing and eternal life." Remember, it's about destination. And so we always look to the end of our course, to where it is taking us. If you're on the right road, do not get discouraged by the condition or the type of road you are on. Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, "There is meaning in every journey that is unknown to the traveler." And so not only do roads have destinations, roads also have purpose. And so what Dietrich Bonhoeffer was sharing with us is that there's something to learn on every road that we have been on or have been on. And so not only is that road taking us to a place, to a destination, but that on that road there is something for us to learn, because that road has purpose in our life. And I've discovered that sometimes you have to go down that road two or three times before you learn that purpose. Or sometimes you have to make a U-turn and go back because we missed something along the way. But make no mistake this morning, not only do roads have destination, they have purpose. And so today, roads should always be about the destination and the purpose. It should always be about where they take us and why. And so today, roads have destination and purpose. I hope we'll keep that in mind as we think about the third thing today that I would like to share with you. And that is this simple question. What road are you on? We understand there's all kinds of roads. We understand this morning that roads have destination and purpose. But the question for the moment, the one I want us to deeply consider today, is what road are you on? You might say, "Pastor, why should I consider what road I'm on?" Well, because it's the destination of that road that matters most. And because of that destination of the road that we are on, we need to consider the road we are on. We need to know where this road is taking us, because the destination has eternal effect. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 through 14 that we shared with you at the opening of the message, once again shares with us. "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it." Powerful words that Jesus shares from the Sermon on the Mount and shares with us this morning. Words that we need to consider. And so I'd like for us to do that for just a few moments as we think about the road that we are on. And so Jesus speaks about two roads in this passage of Scripture. And make no mistake this morning, we are on one of these two roads. And yes, both of them have destinations. And so there's two roads that Jesus speaks about this morning is the broad road and the narrow road. Both roads and both have destinations. So let's take a few moments and consider, if you would, these two roads this morning. First, Jesus speaks of the broad road. Scripture says that the road is wide, the gate is wide, and it is broad. And so we understand that the broad road is where, unfortunately, many people are. We understand that the broad road is easy to get on and may even be easy to travel on. It might be one of those straight, smooth roads. And so we'd refer to the broad road as a worldly road, a road that represents the habits and the integrity and the character of the things of the world. And so it would be a worldly road. And we understand that because Jesus speaks of its destination. The broad road's destination, as Jesus shares with us, is destruction. And so the broad road's destination is destruction. And if you're on the broad road this morning, you are headed to destruction. The broad road will destroy your life and destroy your soul and will lead you to hell. It may be easy to get on. It may be easy to travel on, but its destination is destruction. And so I hope this morning that that is not the road that you are on. But Jesus speaks of a second road, the narrow road. Scripture tells us that the narrow road is narrow. And that's a little more difficult to get on. It's a little harder to travel because it is narrow. It might be the road that is hilly or curvy, may even be rocky at times. And so as we think about the narrow road versus the broad road, the narrow road would be considered a spiritual road, a road that addresses our relationship with Jesus. A road that shares with us in regard to the way we live our life. The way we do things. The plans that we make. Spiritual things. Things of God. The narrow road is about living for Christ. And the narrow road's definition, destination, is life. And so if you're on the narrow road this morning, your destination is life. Eternal life in Christ. Remember, these two roads have eternal consequences. And so the narrow road is a spiritual road that leads to life. And so I pray this morning that you are on the narrow road. Once again today, you and I are on one of these two roads. The broad road that leads to destruction or the narrow road that leads to life. And because of the destination of these two roads this morning, we need to consider the end of the road. We need to consider our destination. When you think about the destination that the road takes us to, the broad road to destruction, the narrow road to life. You might say, Pastor, how do you get on the narrow road? You get on the narrow road by inviting Christ into your life and asking Him to forgive you of your sin. And so if you're on the broad road this morning, I want you to know that through Jesus, you can exit the broad road and enter the narrow road, the road to life. And I hope we understand so clearly this morning and that we make no mistake about it. The road that we are on determines our destination. We can say, I want to go here. But if we aren't on the road that goes to there, that's not going to be our destination. And so the road that we're on determines our destination. And I hope that the road we're on this morning is not the broad road, but the narrow road. The road that leads to life. I hope that's our destination. And I know today we've been down many roads. We've probably been on some of the curvy roads, the bumpy roads, the straight roads, the paved roads, the gravel roads. We might even at some point in our life got stuck on a muddy road. But as we think about roads this morning, the two roads that we just genuinely need to consider is the broad road and the narrow road. Because we're on one of these two roads. Each and every one of us. And I hope it's the narrow road. And so as we close today, I wonder, just what road are you on? That's a real question for the moment. A legitimate question that I believe we need to consider. And so can I encourage you today to take your eyes off of your circumstances? Because often on this road of life, we look at our circumstances and that determines for us the road that we're on. And so can we take our eyes off our circumstances and focus on our destination? Because the destination is to determine which road we're on. Do we desire life or destruction? So let's take our eyes off the circumstances and let's put our eyes on our destination today. Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14 shares with us, "Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Are you pressing on the narrow road today that leads to life? I hope that you are. I hope that you're on the narrow road. Yes, sometimes the narrow road gets a little bumpy. Sometimes it's a little rough. But remember, it's about the destination. And the destination is life. But maybe today, you're still on the broad road. The road that leads to destruction. I want you to know today, you don't have to remain on that road because of what Jesus has done for us at Calvary. Jesus is our exit. So as we're going down our spiritual road this morning, there's an exit coming up. And that exit is Jesus. Can I encourage you today, no matter where you are, no matter what road you're on, to take that exit? And ask Jesus into your life. Or recommit to Jesus this morning in your life. And yes, I know that even when we're on the narrow road, there are moments that it's tough and it's difficult and it's scary. In those moments, could I encourage you to cry out to Jesus and He'll see us through. We have hope today. Because of Jesus. And because of Jesus, we can get on the narrow road and we can continue on the narrow road that leads to life. And so as the praise team comes to lead us this morning,